I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Okay, I guess we'll just fucking start. Thanks for ruining everything, Ski. I was coming into this with, like, the best attitude, like, America. This is like...
America?
Dude, this is like... peak America this week. Like, football is back. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are getting married. Like, this is finally our national nightmare.
Militarized DC.
Fucking
talk about Chicago.
Yeah, the National Guard is cleaning our parks in Washington, D.C. Like, everything is looking up.
Bark mulch in. Yeah.
And then Ski comes in and ruins my settings. I gotta listen to myself. Nobody wants to listen to me, especially me.
Tell your settings to get good. That's what needs to happen.
God damn it.
Sounds like a skill issue.
That's my kid's line. God damn it. God damn it. You can't use that on me. So, okay. BS aside, this is awesome. Like, there is college football, actual Big Ten college football on my TV right now. Like,
unfortunately, it is Nebraska or Wisconsin, but it is football.
We watched Rutgers earlier, like Minnesota. Yeah. Those are technically Big Ten schools. There's a reason they're playing today instead of Saturday, but we're finally here, and I am very happy about it and excited about it, and... we got Oregon uniforms today. Like, boys, we're back. We are so back. You guys just don't care.
Speaking of being back. So Saturday, week zero, we've kind of gone over our, like, indifference of week zero, right? So I watched a little bit, but don't care. So Saturday, I see a video from the White House, the official White House. Just, you know, from the mountains to, you know, doing that prairies. And they're just showing they're showing stadiums everywhere, you know, Piscataway, Austin, Gainesville. Well, there really wasn't anything on the West Coast, but you know what I mean? Like Auburn, Starkville. Mainly it was SEC, but that's kind of besides the point.
Yeah, Red State.
And it was. Yeah. I didn't say that. Did not say that. You said that, sir.
Sure did.
You're a racist. Why do you see color? I don't. But it was like, red. So they started doing the thing. And in the montage, after like 90 seconds, they go into, remember when Donald J. Trump saved college football like 3 weeks ago with his executive order titled like, "My name is Donald J. Trump, and I am saving college football. Yeah. Please say this because it rolls off your tongue." Executive order.
It's Saban signed off on it, so it's legit.
So they're doing. They go in the montage of the stadiums. Into. Are you guys familiar with Andy Staples?
Yes, Sports Illustrated.
Yeah. Sports Illustrated. You know, ESPN, 247. He's worked in a million places.
Yeah,
he's. I think he's at On Three right now, and they splice in. And I just laughed because I had happened to listen to this podcast like 5 days before, where Andy Staples is just reading, you know, the executive order from your favorite president, frankly, Donald J. Trump.
Yes.
And it was about he was just reading off the title that, you know, Donald J. Trump saves college football while saying there's nothing in this executive order that matters. These are all rules anyway. Whatever, good for him. But they splice it in a way that makes it sound like Andy Staples is like 10 toes down, standing on business, like the kids say, telling the world that Donald J. Trump has saved college football, when literally he's just like, yeah, everything in there is, yeah, it's already a rule. It's already, yep, nothing in there. The only one thing that's, he added, they got to make employees, and they're not going to do that. But other than that, everything is in there. So whatever, good for him.
That's the
but he does
it. That's a genius in the name, though, right? Is like all people have to do is say the name, and it's clippable. That's it.
It was just very funny to me because it's like I listened to that podcast.
Andy Staples like, oh, and shit.
That's not what he said. He was just saying that Everything in there is already a rule, except for the one thing they're not going to do.
Yep.
But that just cracked me up. It was just peak, like where we stand in 2025, where you could just clip and clip, just saves football. Oh, he did? Oh.
What do you do if you're him? Like, I personally would clip
your Staples
actual clip. Yeah. I pull the actual clip and post it online as soon as humanly possible. I'd be like, here's the full context of what I actually said. Or you could go the other way and just be you know what?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. People try to do that all the time. And it just doesn't matter.
I listened to the Monday podcast of his just to see if he would address it. And then I've checked, you know, the last couple of days to see if he didn't address it. He's just rolling with it.
Fair enough.
No, well, how are you going to fight it? You know, how are you going to fight it?
Well, like, why would you if it only sort of benefits you financially, right? Like,
I mean, I guess.
He's going to get more followers, going to get more everything, so. Okay.
Yeah, Booble, good question, though. Yeah, does Trump become a guest picker this year?
Not a chance.
It's not going to be game day, but Big Noon Kick.
Disney-owned company? I'm going to go with no.
No.
Maybe Fox.
Fox, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
No, not a chance.
Fox Sports not owned by the same company. I think, so, did Disney get Fox Sports? No, they didn't. No. Because Disney
bought have everything
Fox
else, but
and Fox Movies, but not Fox News or Fox Sports, I think, was the thing.
Like, can you imagine? So, like, a lot of guest pickers they pick, you know, they kind of go over the stuff because, you know, they don't really know what they're talking about, right?
Yeah.
And you can kind of see through most of them.
Other than
how funny would
Timothy Chalamet,
like, right? Yeah. So Timmy Shat is like one of the best.
He knows ball,
but like most of them don't know shit. Can you imagine Trump on there? And they're like Bowling Green, Toledo. The cradle of coaching.
A lot of people say I'm the best bowler in the world. A lot of people
coaching.
Say.
Yeah. Like, just, he's not brief enough to get through that bullshit.
Never been a fan of green. The Rose Garden was green, paved over it. Never been a big fan.
Holy Toledo.
A lot of people are saying it was a terrible garden, so I paved over it.
Kent State. That was a disaster.
That was
unfortunate.
I thought he was going to say there was one great day that happened at Kent State a long time ago.
Oh my God.
Rolled the National Guard. Got the streets clean.
Yep. Cleaned them up real nice. Cleaned up those hippies.
Yeah.
That is not me saying that.
Cleaned it up in a golden flash. Some people are saying.
The only reason I had to pave over the Rose Garden is because the Biden administration let it grow. It was overgrown. A lot of people are saying it was overgrown.
Antonio
foreign
Gates.
Leaders would come in and be like, I don't even want to be at the White House. Look at this
Antonio
terrible
Gates
Rose Garden.
Would not have gone to Kent State. Speaking of Gates, I painted them black. Have you heard this?
I saved the Rose Garden and I saved college football.
Thank God football is back.
Yes. Man. I could save the Rose Garden in Portland. Frankly, but I didn't want to. Moda. It's the Moda Center.
Okay, so how about
I like high deductibles.
So how about I do like an official podcast introduction? Because we got a lot of stuff. We're going
to
cover. So Alex King Ski, this is the Sports Brewery podcast. We have a Discord. Join our Discord. It's called Sports Brewery in Discord. Join that. Twitch.tv/TSB pod is where you can watch us live every Thursday. If you miss those, I post them on YouTube. We got lots of clips and stuff on YouTube. We are so far from monetizing YouTube, Ski and I learned this week. But by the way, I'm green right now. So I'm wearing a yellow hoodie and my screen is green. So I'm in my computer.
You look. Is in the can you say like my bum is on a my bum is on a moose or something? You look like
my bum is.
Yeah, you look like you're in a Tom Green video. Yeah.
My bum is on my phone. My bum is on my phone.
I mean. Yeah.
And how do you want to blame? How do you want to blame me for your camera problems here, Braga?
It's either that, or is he in the Alanis Morissette music video?
Uh-huh.
I think it might be more of the Alanis Morissette. Yeah, back in the Volkswagen.
Mm-hmm. A little but too hey. Ironic. Yeah,
what's I a really do. Why? Yeah.
She's fucking talking to us, baby. Let's see. I named those things. We are doing another watch along after the sports podcast today. So around 9 o'clock, we are going to watch Oregon and OSU, the first game from last year.
Yes, no.
Yep.
Why not the second?
Yeah, why not?
Watch a highlight package. The second game didn't really have one of those.
So. Yeah, it did for one team.
Uh-huh. So we're going to watch that at around 9, so join us for that. If you get in our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord, you can every week you can get like the link to the Google Meet where we can all watch it together so you can avoid commercials. We can watch the same stream at the same time. And then we have the Twitch open at the same time so you can chat with us and all that good stuff. So there's that. Let's see. What do we have today on the podcast? We have our list. We have picks.
Shut up.
That's it.
Move out of the way.
Start talking. Fuck, I'm done.
Move out of the way.
Why don't you chill?
You are done. You are done.
I'm done.
Brady Quinn. No, I'm done.
Now I'm done.
Are you guys familiar with Chris Courtney?
You better fucking believe it. Friend of the show.
Yeah. Friend of the show. Okay. I just want to let you guys know that Scallywag has started a new podcast. And it's you can find it at Whole Flock of Ducks.
Okay.
That's what it's called. Don't find it. Don't support that guy.
Okay.
Don't shop local. Go to the big box store. Listen to the Solid Verbal and the Audible. Do not listen to shows like us or Whole Flock of Ducks hosted by Chris Courtney. They're terrible. You need to hear the view from people that never watch your Oregon Ducks.
Yes.
And I'm serious. I got a bullet for you, Chris Courtney. If you don't get off our turf. Mm-hmm. I'm coming right for you with my blicky.
Boop. Yeah, listen. You want to really listen to Paul Feinbaum when you want your Oregon football information.
Yeah, if you want to hear Oregon chat, Oregon football talk, listen to Greg McElroy, okay? Yeah. Do not listen to Chris Courtney and Whole Flock of Ducks.
Nope.
Do not do it. And I got another problem with you, Matthew Preem. Oh, you got another thing coming.
Hey, listen here. Duck territory, more like fart territory.
Yeah, seriously.
You know what I'm saying?
Sorry. I just had to throw down the rules, you know?
No, yeah. So
claim territory.
Do not
gerrymander, support, if you will.
Yeah.
How do you get more seats?
Chris Courtney.
How do you get more seats? How many more seats we getting?
He had two. You know what? You know what? My problem with Chris Courtney, his wedding was too beautiful. Like, if you follow him on Instagram, you see those pictures from his wedding, it's too good. Like,
that is a lot of crutches.
You can't live up to it if you're about.
It's pretty obnoxious.
To have a wedding in the future, and then like if anybody's wife sees that, they're gonna be like, "Dude, you're a bum. What, you couldn't get me a wedding like that? What a bum! You're a bum."
Guy moves to Scottsdale, and all of a sudden becomes a floralist or whatever they call him. You know, flowers everywhere.
Yeah.
Florist.
Like he,
I'm very clearly uncultured. I don't know. Another bullet towards Chris.
Yep.
All right.
Rapscallion.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like Booble says, Fentress and Canzano for your duck content. Come on, guys.
Oh yes. Always.
Yeah. Talking ducks, if that's still a thing. You know, the Anthony Newman and Jordan.
It is still a thing.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it, but I do know it's a thing. It's on YouTube, actually.
Okay.
They bought the rights to it. Yeah.
Okay. So they spent money on that. Cool. Good for them. Okay. So, uniforms. They are very yellow. They are very green. They have green wings on the helmets.
School colors.
They're the school colors.
Wow. Oh my God.
So you can see the difference between King and I here. King, not school. No one likes these school colors, green and yellow.
They like the black, colors.
Silver. I mean, we don't like this green and yellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Loser.
No, sorry.
Fucking old man over here.
So No, this guy's just living in 94 still with the green and yellow.
Yeah, clearly. Every time they play a big game, black and silver, like Wiz Khalifa said, you know, back in 2013. Black and silver, black and silver, black and silver.
Black and gray.
You know what it is. Yeah.
Gray sweatpants, gray sweatpants, gray sweatpants.
Black and sweatpants, black and sweatpants, black and sweatpants.
Why did they try to look like Washington State? Like,
who is like, whose idea
was that?
Aside from just like general uniform, like hijinks. Yeah. Who asked for them to be like, you want to know what? Let's just adopt gray and silver. Like, and not just like as an accent color. You want to know what? Let's just wear full on gray against Wazoo. Jumped the shark a decade plus ago. It's just the gray kills me.
Was that it?
Like, I'll still see a highlight package of Oregon playing Penn State from this last year or Ohio State in the first game. I'm like, black and gray.
You trying to take their uniforms from
I know them? Against Ohio State or against Penn State, they wore green helmets, but
like, if we wear your colors and beat you, we steal the colors. Like, we just own them now. That's Oregon's thing. Like, they're going to own all of the colors. Is that the idea?
They're Highlander. They just gain their power.
That's a good idea.
But I do think this is kind of of all the games to rock a black and gray, it should be this first one against Montana State and save the actual true color schemed unis for games that, like,
for the
big, let's just say bigger games.
The opposite.
They're going to do the opposite, though. That's the thing.
The first game that matters, blackout. But it starts at noon. Blackout. And here's some silver. Have fun.
Like, I would say I like the uniforms. I don't love the green on the helmet as much.
Oh, I'm a big fan of the green.
You do. King does. Yeah.
Yeah.
See. So over the silver accents. It's just...
I wouldn't mind the green if it wasn't for like the claw wing on the side, if it was a different logo scheme on it, just smaller.
I agree. I was going to say that because like they had the same look last year, right? Mm-hmm. Like, but it was just the O instead of the wing. Mm-hmm. And so I think the O looked better. Because I think the green takes up too much space on the helmet. Like, so I like the color scheme. It's green and yellow. It's supposed to be green and yellow. But I agree. Like, I thought the helmet looks weird out of all of them.
But I read a caption from one of the uniform, like, sites. And they were like, first time ever, the wings are a decal and not built into the helmet. And I was like, my first fix, thank God.
I know.
Thank
right?
God. It's not a standard thing. They could just willy nilly put it on a couple times a year. I'm so over the second rate wings. I'm done. Try them out a couple times a year. I'm not saying get rid of them, but as the primary look, I just don't think it's that cool anymore. But
yeah. Yeah, I agree. And like, you're Oregon, right? You have a history of a bunch of different things. And so why not incorporate a bunch of different things? Like, why even have a theme every year? You know, like, mix it up. Do different shit.
Well, I assume that involves the players kind of coming up with these ideas. So
no, players don't come up with the ideas. Like, they have like a uniform committee and they design them and then they like run them by the coach, I think, right? Like, Lanning has final approval, right?
I think the players do. I think I saw that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But do the players like help design?
I don't think they're.
Yeah.
I think that part has kind of gone to the wayside.
Yes.
Because that was a big thing like a decade ago, but they have input. Yeah. So do I, my CFO.
Exactly. Are either of you guys attending the game on Saturday?
Good question. No.
Probably not.
I'm going to the Oklahoma State game, though. So that'll be interesting.
You know, potentially a decent game, possibly.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So are we convinced Dante Moore starting? Yes. Let's just move on.
Yes. I think you're the last person on earth who's like, Dan Lanning has never announced a starter in his 3 years. So this makes it four. But this is curious this time.
When Matt Priem tells us, looking at warmups, right?
For yes, sure. Literally. When they.
Okay. I'm just, guys.
I know you're like a MOGA guy. You're trying to force your guy in there.
I'm big MOGA.
You're like that suit. You're like a Jill Stein voter, just trying to force your MOGA in here. It's not happening.
I'm an Andrew Yang voter, please.
Yang. Oh, yeah.
And not even Democrat Yang when he went like independent and tried to form his own party, own coalition.
Crypto Indie Yang. What a god. What's he up to now? Just kind of disappeared.
Being a businessman, right? Wasn't that his whole thing? He was like a businessman. He's like, I know how to run business. So. I can run this country.
That is from Boob. What if Novosad starts? There's the what if potential. Yeah. What if? Even though everything I've heard, and I've seen, you know, watched some things, read some things. Everyone is saying how Dante Moore is being slept on. Like they're saying, you know, he could be a Heisman finalist. He's probably one of the best quarterbacks.
Yogi Roth is saying that. Like we got to. I mean, chill. We got to chill.
Yogi's saying that. Yeah.
Yogi Roth says that. He just says that about everybody.
Other people than Yogi.
Down to Eugene. I saw him. He has elite arm ability. It's a phrase I came up with myself. Arm ability. Like you should see some of the throws he makes, like back shoulder throw to Kenyon Sadiq in a practice. I saw it. Heisman all over him.
I've seen him.
Ball is life.
Again, we went at
Yogi. I'm just he gets.
We went into.
He's a very positive guy.
He is.
No, but we went into some last week of this is the annoying thing about Lanning, and it's not just him. There are other coaches that do this. You know, try the gamesmanship, or we're not releasing our depth chart.
Have you seen like what college teams are doing now? Like this week, like they're releasing depth charts where every player is a Tom Hanks character. They're releasing blank pieces of paper. They're releasing ones where the names are out there, and they just redact them all or blur them out. I'm over college coaches being. Like we're hiding war secrets.
Now there's different things of, I'm not sure if college football falls in like professional sports to where for gambling purposes, you have to release like injury reports in like depth charts, you know,
I think prior to the game,
I'm not sure how long prior, but you have to do it prior enough to where you can't like hide things from people for gambling purposes.
I think the Big 12 is doing something like that this year. It's not NFL standards, but it's close. It's the most closest to it of all the conferences, I believe.
Like maybe a day before or even just like
something like that. Maybe 90
minutes before kickoff in NFL is when they have to release the things. Or this could just be solved by Lanning. Just no one gives a shit, Dan. Just fucking release a depth chart.
Like
your opponents aren't going to be thrown off by your depth chart.
I'll give coaches.
Do you think Montana State's going to get?
Like, that's what we said last week.
None. But like, I'll actually give coaches the benefit of the doubt week one. But after that, it's like, oh, you're just going to start an entire new offensive line, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, in week seven, you're just going to decide.
Then all you're doing is like hiding injuries at that point. Like from first week on, then you're just hiding injuries.
I know. If this was
Texas or Ohio State, you know, you have a big time matchup week one, and let's say you did have two quarterbacks that have different playing styles, then I can see it, right? And if it's a quote unquote quarterback battle between these guys. Yeah, that's an edge to your team if they have to worry about maybe a mobile quarterback or a pocket passing quarterback. But I said it last week, Austin Novosad, Dante Moore, they're not that different to like gain an edge on who start. And it's Montana State. If Austin Novosad started, I still think the Ducks would cover the spread.
This guy's calling the Rob Mosley practice reports fake, basically.
Hey, like,
I don't know if you've seen Ski, but Dante Moore's top end speed is elite. So
yeah,
it's another, this guy, it's another thing Yogi talked about too, by the way.
this guy believes like the White House press corps tells you as their stats as correct. Right?
Caroline Leavitt, you know?
Yeah, this old Caroline Leavitt over here. Yeah.
Oh no. Oh no.
Pepsi. That's the level. I'm sorry to Rob, but that's his level of shillery, if that's a word. Should be shillery for the Ducks. That's good. Shillery
better
for
person.
The Ducks.
Better person than Caroline, but
100%.
Same kind of role.
Yes. I like this from Booble in the chat, by the way. So what if the first play is in Wildcat? So technically Sadiq is the starting quarterback. Or Whittington.
If that's the case, then I might not watch the rest of the season. Because what the fuck are you doing, Stein? Jesus, I could not go. If that's how you start the season, I don't know if I could last an entire season of his play calls.
He just turns it off and never turns it back on.
Just whoop. That was fun.
That's it. I'm out.
If the first play of the season is a Sadiq end around,
yeah,
God, that's gonna be tough.
Yeah.
So like none of us have Montana State like takes, right?
Well,
yeah. So
it's funny.
No, you don't.
Well, it's funny because like I went into hearing Montana State was going to be their opponent and being like, oh, well, they're like elite, you know, subdivision team, like national title contender every year, blah blah blah. And then it's like, okay, well, they're subdivision, and then they lost like half their team and they're replacing both coordinators, and there's like guys like
and a new quarterback, I think.
Yeah. Like chill. Like chill out.
Yeah, it'd be different if this was like, you know, third or fourth year Dakota Prukop coming in, right?
Hey now.
Then you might be a little worried.
Not after seeing him as a Duck.
No. But prior to him joining the Ducks, it'd be like, oh, yeah. All right.
He just
like the Josh Allen. Like, remember when we were worried about Josh Allen? Like, oh, man.
No.
I've never been worried about Josh Allen.
No, well, you haven't, no.
Big week for Chiefs Nation, man. Like, Pat Mahomes on TV right now. Watching Rayola. Like, come on, man. This is great.
I mean, I thought he was in the game today for Nebraska. Jesus.
Kelsey getting married. Like, this is a Chiefs week. Shit.
Did you guys drive off the road when you heard that news? Kelsey and Swift.
No, I mean, biggest news ever, right?
Yeah. Are you guys in your smitten era?
I'm not in my smitten era.
Smitten.
Oh, smitten. Oh, that was like last year, right? Like,
I don't know. I mean, they just got engaged. I mean, it's a new step.
They're a good couple. They're cute. They're going to have like cute babies and fuck it.
Well, they would have been engaged, what, like 7-8 months ago if the Chiefs actually won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They're not doing on field engagements.
I mean, would you put it by them if that was the case?
No.
Fuck both of them. Like CTE Ben won the chat. Fuck both of them. Fuck you. Like they're nice people who are getting married and are in love. Like fuck you.
Yeah, why do you hate that? Love? Why do you hate love, CTE Benoit?
What's to hate? What is to hate? Other than
they're 5 years, you know, 5 years ago, we all had things in our lawn that says love wins. What happens to that? What happened? What happened in this country?
This guy.
I have an idea. What happened?
Loved. Joey went brain dead and love stopped winning.
Yep, exactly. We lost love because of it.
Yeah, we lost love.
He lost his marbles and we lost love.
Never returned.
You can't spell losing love without no cognitive ability, you know? Sinks right in.
Right. I like that.
Science.
No. So science, yeah, again, I know nothing about this Montana State team. As you brought up, we're not gonna even need to mention their offense and defense.
We should
stuff.
Roll right into trivia then.
Well,
give me 90 seconds, okay? 90 seconds.
Well, Ski was just since we're not, let's let Ski say
not that Ski say it.
I'm just gonna say for you guys, expectations for Saturday?
That's
all we're looking for. Oregon expectations. How do you want them to look on offense? Do you want to see more be able to throw the ball downfield? Do you want the run game to be electric? Like what? The defense to shut them down? Like what's the?
I want a downhill running game with electric weapons outside that they throw deep on, so they really command both aspects of offense, and a fast downhill aggressive attacking defense. That's what I want.
So pretty much you want to control both the lines of scrimmage.
Either way, that's where I want it moved in each direction. That's what I want.
I want that John Deere offense. Just plow that thing, you know?
Yeah, that is.
But also go deep.
Yes.
Be electric downfield.
But also stretch the field.
Yes. Be Iowa running the ball and 2019 LSU throwing the ball. That's all I want.
I want them to get pressure every play, but also lock down their receivers.
Yes.
All of it. I want special teams to play special.
They better play special. Mm-hmm. Hair on fire.
But for real, it'd be nice. Offensive line needs to look good this game, because if they don't, I mean, even though last year early on didn't look great.
Oh my God. A lot of people forget. First fucking two or three weeks were a shit show for the offensive line.
Yeah.
It was so bad. Like, we were panicking because the offensive line was so fucking terrible.
So Oregon's offensive line coach, his name is Alik Terry, right? Yes. I've been workshopping this thing. I guess he's been here for 2 years. They've been a top three offensive line both years in the Joe Moore.
Alik Terry?
Type five.
No, I'm just saying. I don't think he's that good. I don't think their lines have actually been that good. They just throw the ball real quick. Oh, no sacks. Well, no shit. They throw it in 1 second. I hope we never get there, but a Leaky Terry is going to – I'm just saying, that's on the table for a nickname, is a Leaky Terry.
I'm with it. Alawalati, a Leaky Terry, with it. Yes.
And that was a tight one.
There's a precedent, yeah. Big Charlie Pickford game from Fender. Fender wants to see Charlie Pickford have a big game.
I love that guy is getting a free education.
Yeah.
Don't need great? To see him anymore. Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Yeah, good on you, bud. You paid your 2 years. Yeah. We watched you play 2.5 weeks last year.
It really makes you feel
that
good.
Was fun. Right?
Like, there are so many guys like 40 to 120 or whatever they allow on rosters nowadays. 40 to 120. Like, good for you. You're at Oregon earning a scholarship, man. I don't ever
maybe a little NIL money possibly.
I don't ever want to see.
He doesn't know.
No,
I don't ever want to see you play. If there's a chance you're going to play, I want a transfer portal.
Yeah, I hope I'm sick.
Yes,
can't watch.
Quick back to Leaky Terry. Is he the scapegoat for a down year this year?
Yes.
Yes. Is he the one that
already?
Yeah.
Him and Tosh, Terry and Tosh. Yeah.
Did Tosh not like cement anything last year with the defense?
Like Tosh, even though Tosh is growing on us, right? Like,
Tosh Lou allowed a lot of points. You know, I'm just saying, Tosh Lou points. Don't need that.
Tosh
less points. Tosh less points.
Tosh Lou points.
Just saying.
King.
Penn State just scored again.
Do we need to bring back t-shirts?
Like, no. No. Too much effort.
Oh my God. All right. Well,
all right, before we transfer the list and all that.
T-shirt, you have to like, we just recorded it, so it's trademarked, so you have to like.
Yes, 90-20 our way.
Yeah.
Just, I don't want any pontification. I don't want any pontification. No. Just yes or no. So the sports books have dropped Oregon's win total for the year down from 10.5 to 9.5 yesterday.
Okay.
Do you think Oregon goes over or under 9.5? I'd say over.
Over. Their schedule's really easy.
All right, moving on.
Probably the odds on 9.5 could not have been good.
I didn't.
Minus 175 or some shit like that.
Yeah, we got overs in the chat too. So start with Lions or start with trivia?
Let's go trivia because it'll be quick. Trivia will be quick.
Trivia first, and I don't
know nothing.
I don't have my glasses, so this is going to be an event.
My glasses.
Literally going like this. My doctor says I can't read without my glasses.
Fucking nerds.
If you don't know, we've been doing trivia for like 3 years now, more maybe. I don't know. But here is how it works. I ask the first person a question. They answer it. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, the other person gets a multiple choice opportunity to steal the point. Best out of 10 is how you win. And I don't have more than 10 questions. So if we run out of questions, it's just the person with the highest score at the end. And that's it. And it is brought to you by Jinx.
ThinkJinx.com. Do you think your dog is hungry? Do you think your dog needs a shinier, healthier coat? Think Jinx. ThinkJinx.com. Hey, Michael, Ski, you want to know what I just heard this week? I had a request. They ordered more Jinx products because I shared the wonderful Think Jinx product with them. And they asked, do you guys get a share? If I put in promo code TSBpod, do you guys get a cut? And I said, I don't think Jinx so. But anyway, thinkjinx.com for that healthy sheen and the white teeth and the solid stools.
The healthy shits. Yeah, that's. I was going to say that too. So thinkjinx.com if you want your dog to have healthy shits.
It's an every scoop promise.
Goddamn right.
I guarantee it.
We're very good at this, you guys. Okay, so I don't remember who won last year. Do you guys? Anybody remember who won last year? So, number between one and ten, King.
7.
Okay, Ski, number between 1 and 10.
6. Get more numbers.
It is literally 6. So Ski gets to go first. All right, Montana State trivia. Here we go.
Sure.
Ski, what is the name of Montana State's conference?
Are they just in the Big Sky?
They are indeed in the Big Sky. Yeah. Some of these are going to be like easy. Some of these are going to be absolutely fucking impossible because it's Montana State. So this is one King should probably know. So Ski leads 1-0. King, Montana State's most famous football player ever is a Hall of Fame kicker who eventually had his number retired by the Bobcats and the Chiefs. Who is he?
Nick Lowry.
Mike Lowry. No, that's incorrect. Ski, your options. Chance to steal. Lou Groza, Jan Stenerud, or Mark Mosley?
Jan Stenerud.
That is a correct answer. Jan Stenerud, his number 3, is in the Chiefs Ring of Honor, King, in case you didn't know that.
Okay.
Back to Ski now, who leads 2.
Nick Lowry was better.
What's that?
Yeah. Nothing, just
Nick Lowry's better.
Another year of you know, just kind of loaded, rigged questions. But
Ski,
get off to a good start.
In which sport does Montana State have the most national titles?
Skeet shooting.
Incorrect. King, your options: skiing, football, or rodeo.
Rodeo.
It's actually skiing. Yeah. So they have like 13 skiing natties and 9 rodeo natties, which is pretty crazy. Like, so nobody gets the point there. Back to King. This former highly rated Oregon quarterback ended his college career with Montana State before playing in the CFL. He is currently the quarterback's coach for the Calgary Stampeders.
Calgary.
Travis Johnson?
That is incorrect. Your options ski? Travis Johnson, Dakota Prukop, or Morgan Mihalik?
I don't. Prukop's the only name I know, so Prukop.
It is Dakota Prukop. I thought you guys
name the say the question again. Say the question again.
Former highly rated Oregon quarterback ended his college career with Montana State before
but
playing in
the he didn't. He did not end his career at Montana State.
Where did he end up?
Oregon.
Started at Montana.
What are you doing, man?
Oh God. Okay. I mixed up my verbiage. Okay.
I think I should get it correct for knowing that Travis Johnson played.
That was an actual person. Yeah.
Yeah, King Travis Johnson. Looking him up.
King gets a point. All right. King, you stole the point.
Now this is just reverse collusion.
Well, I just keep you honest.
Ski leads 2-1, and so we are going back to Ski with this one. This Montana State alum went on to a career as a host for SportsCenter and two late night comedy shows. Who is he?
Kenny Mayne.
Incorrect. Your options: King, Kenny Mayne, Chris Connolly, or Craig Kilborn.
Craig Kilborn.
Kill me. That's correct. So we are now tied at 2. I almost said
big, whatever happened to that guy.
I almost said big Minnesota Timberwolves fan. I think that's all he is now, is a Timberwolves fan.
Just a T-Wolves fan?
It's like all he does now, yes. So we are now tied at 2. let's see, back to Ski? No, King. This is King's. Okay. This Bobcats quarterback went on to become one of the most successful college coaches ever, won Big East and Pac-10 titles, 2 national titles, and then went on to coach in the NFL for 6 years. Who is he? Big East, Pac-10, national titles, coached in the NFL.
Dennis Erickson?
That's correct. Yeah. Oh. He played quarterback for the Bobcats in the 60s. Wow, King coming back. He's got a 3-2 lead.
Yeah, well, after you gifted him at one point.
Oh, interesting. I mean, huh.
Update, Craig Kilborn has a podcast entitled The Life Gorgeous they started 3 years ago. So that's what he's up to.
Kilby.
Let's see. This goes to Ski now? Yes. The obvious main rival of Montana State is Montana. The game itself is called many things, including the Cat Grizz game, the Grizz Cat game. Since 1997, the branding changed it to the Brawl of the Wild.
Brawl of the Wild.
Which is goddamn fantastic. What's the name of the trophy they've been playing for since 2001? It weighs 306 pounds, by the way.
Since when? 2001?
Since 2001, the trophy has existed.
Once I hear it, I'll never forget. I'll tell you that much.
I mean, let's see. Brawl of the Wild.
Jet fuel can't melt this trophy.
Steel.
All right. My answer is George W. Bush committed 9/11. That's my answer. I have no idea.
That's right. Yeah, that's the trophy.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah, simple. No, that is incorrect. King, your options. Trophy of the Plains, Great Divide Trophy, or the George Washington Trophy?
Great Divide Trophy?
That's correct. The Great Divide Trophy, yeah. I guess it's a Montana thing.
What a lame name for something as cool as called the Brawl of the Wild.
Brawl of the Wild,
which is
arguably
phenomenal.
The best rivalry name.
I don't know which one was better, the Grizz v. Cats rivalry or the Cats v. Grizz.
Cat Grizz.
Just Cat Grizz.
It's like the cat dog Grizz. Cat cartoon show or whatever. Cat dog. I forget which one it is. Yeah, it's after my time. All right, let's see. This goes to Ski, right? Yes.
No, yes. I had to guess the name of that.
No, this goes to King. That's right.
Yeah.
What is the name of Montana State's mascot?
Billy.
You say Philly or Billy?
Billy.
Billy, that is incorrect.
With the B.
Yep.
Billy Bobcat.
Ski, your options. Bob M. Cat, Champ T. Bobcat, or Cats Stevens?
Please be Cats.
There's no way it's Cat Stevens. Was it Bob M. Cat? Was that the first one?
Or Champ T. Bobcat or Cat Stevens?
Bob M. Cat.
No.
Yeah. No?
I made that one up. I'm so smart, you guys.
Yeah, and then you had Cat Williams. You should have Cat King. Williams and Cat Stevens Williams. In there.
Yeah. All right, King, what's the, for the win, by the way, what's the name?
The B.
going out on an ledge there. So going
with the Cat Stevens or Champ T. Bobcat?
Champ T. Bobcat.
Champ the Bobcat. That's correct. King is the winner of week one with his free point. Is there an asterisk? Yeah. Like
instant asterisk.
Nah, it turned into a romp. It wasn't even close.
Yeah, it really wasn't. All right, let's see. Who is Montana State's head coach? Was another one. Do you know his name?
No.
Current head coach.
Craig Krenzel.
Brent Vegan. Vigen?
Vigen.
It's V-I-G-E-N. Yeah.
Can't trust him. Yeah, can't trust him.
And then I had...
That guy's going to come in and run a meat and potatoes offense and defense, right. Mr. Vegan? I don't think so.
And then I had another question that was like really wordy. I'm not going to read it. So that's it. Okay. So King with the victory. Let's go to lines. Lines everywhere.
Lines and going to a frat house and you see lines doing hopscotch and there's chalk
lines. So Ski's gonna run down the Big Ten games. We're gonna pick them, and there you usually pick like a few more.
No, games, not with
right? Just one.
Not when every single Big Ten team is playing a non-other Big Ten team. So we have 18 games to pick here.
Jesus,
so we're gonna go quick.
Okay.
Well, luckily we've already picked up four games. Two have ended. Two are currently going. We have picked those. So currently we've all missed Rutgers. Braga and I have both won Buffalo covering against Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And Wisconsin and Nebraska are currently playing. So under there, we got first one.
Wait. What were our picks for those? So what were the lines? What were our picks for those?
The line was,
we can track them.
The line was Rutgers 15.5 point favorites.
Over
Ohio.
Literally a lot of Matt. Earlier. I forgot.
Yeah. Rutgers won by three. Minnesota was 17.5 point favorites against the Buffalo. Oh. And they only won by 13. Wisconsin's playing Miami of Ohio. They're 17.5 point favorites. And Nebraska is 6.5 point favorites playing Cincinnati at Arrowhead. So
this is probably a dumb question. Are they the Buffaloes?
There's no way they're the Buffalo Bison.
I think they're like the Bison.
I fucking hope so. I'm Googling.
They're the Buffalo Bulls.
The Bulls. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank God.
All right. So first
a lot
game.
Of bulls this, up in that Canadian border. Yeah.
I believe these two games
are on parade.
Good. Good rage reference there. I believe we have two games tomorrow, two Friday games. First one, Western Michigan, they're playing Michigan State. Michigan State's a 20.5 point favorite against Western Michigan.
Michigan State, never go with the MAC. Depressing. Boo.
I mean, Michigan State's really bad.
Yeah, we're still waiting for them to...
Never go with the MAC. Depressing. Boo.
Give me the MAC, Western Michigan.
I'll take Michigan State.
Directional Michigan schools, you can't go wrong.
I don't feel good about it.
All right, what do you trust more, a directional Michigan school or a directional Illinois school? Because we have Western Illinois against Illinois. Illinois is 45 and a half point favorites.
Give me the Leathernecks of Western Illinois.
Yeah, are we thinking Illinois might be like overrated a bit going into this season?
I mean, 46 point favorite seems a little overrated for a Burt Bielema team.
I mean, like in general, people are saying,
has Illinois ever been this big of a favorite? I wonder. This is a large spread, and I'm with King. What directional Illinois for me?
45 and a half.
Is that 45 and a half? Yep.
Yeah, Western Illinois. Yeah. They got to score more than 45 and a half. Like,
I'm surprised you didn't say your catchphrase, Brock. That's too many points.
It's a big number.
It's a big number. And there is, there's a couple more of those. All right. And then I'm going to put this one down towards the end, skipping that one. Next one we got, I think this is Florida. Let me check real quick. Handwriting not great. Maryland is 13 and a half point favorites of what I'm guessing is Florida Atlantic.
Maryland and Florida Atlantic?
Yes, that's Maryland. It is Florida. 13 and a half. I'm taking Maryland as well.
Yeah, same.
All right.
That's weird. That's a weird line, right?
Yeah, just under the hook. Like, usually if it's over two touchdowns is usually like the pretty safe number. Yeah. If it ever goes under the 14, I think the books are, think something might be up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. King's not here, but I'm going to write in Purdue for him. Purdue is 17 and a half point favorites against Ball State.
Oh yeah. Purdue. I hate that one, but Purdue.
I got Ball State.
Unfortunately, I am taking Purdue as well. I mean, I think they're only going to be favored twice this year, and this is one of them. So go Boilermakers. Next. All right. This is the only Big Ten team that is not a favorite in week one, and that is Northwestern is playing Tulane. Green Wave, 5.5 point favorites against Northwestern. In New Orleans it's in New Orleans on the road.
Yeah, I can't in good faith pick Northwestern, so I'll get Tulane. King just like left. Did his mic?
Yeah, I'm gonna write in.
Something just stop working. Yeah, he's definitely picking Northwestern.
Yeah, I'm taking Tulane as well. I mean, yeah.
I can hear you still. You just picked. We're fine. I got Tulane. The Green Wave. It's in New Orleans.
Yeah. All right, next we got...
Jeez Louise, guys.
Louise.
Next game, we got Old Dominion. They're playing Indy. Indy is 23.5 point favorites against Old Dom.
Indiana. They're going to run it up. That's Cignetti's whole thing.
Yes.
This is an opportunity for him to do that, and he will do that.
All right, and then we got Nevada. They're 43.5 point dogs to Penn State.
Penn State. Didn't even care what the number was. Nevada is atrocious.
Christ.
Just as a reminder, though, Nevada beat Oregon State last year. Dorks.
There's an Oregon State? I didn't know that.
Huh. Sort of, yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah, kind of. Penn State is going to win the national championship, in my opinion. So, yes, they're going to cover this.
I mean, I don't see I don't see Nevada scoring.
Yes.
And they've been talking up this Penn State, that the two best running backs in the conference are on Penn State. They got the most tenured quarterback, right? They better win by 45 here.
I said that. So, why you got to say it in that voice? Like, it was rude.
Because you and Penn State Honks, I think, are the only ones saying that. But that might be your team. You might be the Penn State Honk guy now, bro.
That's my thing.
That is your thing.
Yeah.
All right. University of Albany, they're playing Iowa. Iowa is 38.5 point favorites. Can Iowa score 39 points?
Can Iowa score 40?
Yes, like, is the real question.
Like 41 or whatever.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go the Danes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, the Danes of Albany. I don't think Mark Gronkowski, I think he's going to force too many passes.
I got Iowa. Yeah. I remember last year we had one of these where like Iowa clearly couldn't score points, but and they were this huge, they had this huge line, and I was like, there's no fucking way. They can't even score like 24 points. How are they going to beat a 24 spread? And then they did.
They could get like if they could get five that turnovers might, and maybe honestly, get two
That game may have been against Washington. I think they dropped like 47 on Washington. Something stupid. We're like,
All right.
We hate them, but there's no way.
There's no way. All right. Next thing we got New Mexico.
There was no way.
New Mexico's playing Michigan. Michigan, 34.5 point favorite. Against the Lobos.
34.5?
Mm hmm.
Yeah, I got New Mexico.
I got Michigan. I just think usually, New Mexico's a sad program.
Yeah. Usually these are just the auto, you know, the bigger school against these sad teams right now. They just almost always cover. Mm-hmm. I don't have a ton of faith in Michigan this year, but they have to win this game by a lot. First game of the season on it. All right, Another big line. Missouri State, they're 35.5 point dogs against USC.
Oh, USC is dropping ropes on them.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yep. That's an easy one. Actually, I take back my previous statement. There's two Big Ten teams that are underdogs. This one is Utah is 5.5 point favorites on the road to UCLA.
Bruins cover. They lose, but Nico actually looks sneaky good.
He actually looks okay.
You want to know what? Upset pick of the week, Bruins. Outright.
Star pick?
Star pick?
No. How many more picks do we have left?
Two more.
Okay, not by star pick, just a...
I'll throw a little caption.
Just a bold pick.
Yeah, I'm going to throw a money line, parentheses... And we'll come back to that. I'm taking Utah. UCLA is, I mean, they're the reason they're the dregs of the conference.
Yeah, I got UCLA as well.
I think Kyle Whittingham has said this is the best offensive line he's ever had. So me picking the Bruins doesn't seem because like the one guy Spencer Fanoe is gonna be like a top 10 pick, and they have another guy that's probably a first round pick. So whatever. I'm just being a homer.
Quarterback's gonna make plays, baby.
Interesting Nico. Note: the total for the game is 51.5. So they must think UCLA is gonna be able to move the ball at least here. I would take the under because I think Utah can only run the ball and play defense. So just a note. All right,
Booble, is Cam FTX playing?
No, he's finally gone.
He's done.
All right, actually got the Rams of Colorado State, 21.5 point dogs against UW.
Oh, that's my star pick, UW covers.
Wait, what's the team?
Colorado State,
okay.
I am taking UW as well, not as a star pick, though.
Yeah, I got UW, too. Yeah.
All right, yep. And to the two big games, first one, Texas, they are 1.5 point dogs at the Ohio State. And I'm star picking Texas.
Yeah, Texas is going to win. Like, yeah. Yeah, Texas. By the way, my star pick is Tulane. So
star pick's Tulane.
Yeah, right. Sorry. Forgot to say that. You got OSU?
I do.
Wow.
Is your pick more of a knock on you think Texas is overhyped or?
I just think Ohio State is the program. And even though I think Arch Manning is better than Julian Sand, I just think at home, I know that they replace a shit ton. I just think Ohio State is now what Saban's Alabama was. And I know they lost two regular season games last year, so anyone could tell me I'm a dumb shit for saying that, but I just think their talent is that high.
Do not worry if you're an Ohio State fan, especially, do not worry about losing both your coordinators.
Oh, I think
that's bigger than like losing the players is losing Chip. And
I think Matt Patricia is going to be a fucking disaster.
Yes.
I'm blanking on the offensive coordinator, but Brian Hartline, who was the receiver coach everyone loves. Mm-hmm. He was technically the OC in 2023 and didn't get to call plays because he was so terrible. And the next year kicked out so Chip Kelly could come in. So I do think the coordinators are going to be a thing, but I don't know. I mean, week one emotions. I don't know.
I mean, they also have the best player on the field.
They have the two best players
players on the field, which is helpful. And then last one, we got the Ducks. The most current odds I have found has them down to 27.5 points.
At what points?
27.5 points. The Ducks are favored by.
27.5.
That's the most recent ones I found where it dropped to.
Oregon. Like, I know Lanning doesn't like running up the score. Oregon. Like, what?
So I've kind of run this one through my head, and I'm like, oh, you know, they win, like, 45-17. I don't know.
Late backdoor cover touchdown with.
Yeah, I guess Oregon. I get. Yeah, I don't like it, but I guess.
You sound like me.
I don't like it. I don't
like the Oregon line. Like, yeah.
This is the game that Lanning needs to crush these teams, though. Like I said, we've seen these last 2 years of have a dominant first half, let your foot off the gas, and it. What do we see? It led to them starting off second half slow for almost the entire year because of that, I think. So I think maybe he learned some things after last year, and you put your fucking foot on their throat until middle of the fourth quarter, late in the fourth quarter now. So I think cover is easy cover this week in my eyes.
Yeah. Foot on the throat right until climax.
Yep. Just before they pass out.
Don't want to catch crime.
Yep.
Guys, this is sort of like a weird season. Like going into the season for Oregon, I can't really remember a season like this where there are so like many question marks, like so many new guys, like new starters all over the field, like who we just have not seen before. Like there's a shit ton of talent, right? But like, it's all.
I think we could have said the same the last couple years as well. I mean, bringing in new quarterbacks, you're not fully sure on the receivers, you're not fully sure on the offensive line, and
right.
I mean, the defense is especially.
Especially like there's so many new guys, like the entire defensive backfield, like all of the linebackers except for Betcher. D line, you got Matty U and Tuliotti coming back, but like. Wait,
I think that's a good
Tuioti,
right? I think that's a good thing though going forward, because before it was you knew who was coming back, but you weren't excited that they were actually coming back. Mm-hmm. A lot of those guys, you know, depth guys and a couple starters usually. Now at least, you know, like that Tiemann and stuff like that, it's like you have a pretty good idea.
Good players, yeah.
They're gonna be a quality player.
Yeah.
They might be the guys stepping in.
Who are not transfers are also really highly rated recruits. So like, yeah.
So it may feel weird. It's definitely the new norm going forward, you know, with transfer portal.
Is this the new normal?
nice COVID, COVID line drop.
Yeah. The answer was no.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Shall we hop into our list? Ready?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but let's go.
Anything else? You don't know what it is? It's oh my god, that's right. We didn't really talk about it, did we? That's right. Usually, so listener viewer, usually our process is we get the list idea in our Discord, and then I take a picture of it, and I, or like text them, and I'm like, hey, this is our list idea for this week, or hey, what do you guys think? Which one do you want to do? And there was one suggestion this week in our Discord, and so I forgot. So my bad. So it's
we're really doing good with engagement.
I know. It's a list we've done before, if that helps. We've definitely
done with
this
that.
List before.
I mean,
Oregon's playing the Bobcats. It's top three cats.
Top three cats. All right.
Cat breeds, what have you. So, and it comes from Nathan FKD in our Discord. By the way, join our Discord if you would like. Sports Brewery in Discord. That's where you can give us list ideas. We might go back to watching movies at some point. You can give us movie suggestions. You can give us suggestions for games we're going to watch along with. All of that stuff. So, Sports Brewery in Discord. I can start. I should probably start. Unless
yes,
you guys have something off the top of your head.
My number three, Cat. Yeah.
Okay.
Cat Dennings. Thank you. I was hoping for a Trump. Where's the Trump drop? Is
yeah,
more fitting, I think, for it.
Or I'm going to come.
Kamala one might be more.
Do not come.
I'm going to come.
Do not come.
There are.
I'm going to come.
Do not come.
I'm going to come.
I love.
I'm going to come.
Do not come.
Arguing.
I'm going to come.
Yeet. Emotional damage.
It's going through the list.
That's fantastic. All right, you want to do your three, King? You got one? I can do mine real quick.
Yeah, my number three, Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah. He's big and he's a cat. My number three is Stimpy. Stimson J Cat. Stimpy. From Ren and Stimpy.
But my number three is only when he's zesty, Carl Anthony. I don't want bodega cat. I want a zesty cat.
Yes.
Oh my god! Foul!
It's a foul! Ow!
It's a foul! Could you believe that?
Come on, Rev! Threes from the chat. WCP says Cheshire Cat. Swoosh McDuck says Cat Dennings. Correct. That's like on theme for ski, too. That's like goth natties.
You know, big-titted goths. Yeah, I mean.
Don't shake.
I mean, I probably don't hear. I'm not gonna hear anyone complaining in the chat about it. So
don't shake your head. That's exactly what he's. Come on, we know him. Hey, Booble.
Did you watch that show like Two Broke Girls or whatever?
I know.
I did not.
No.
Seen memes and stuff of it though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like a fine show.
Yeah. Look like Two Broke Girls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Booble's is pussy. Cats. He's being clever. Do you get it? He's being clever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nutians is Cat Williams. Fenders is Wah 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 Wildcats. I don't know what that is.
Is that like a Goldie Hawn movie reference?
Yeah, number two, Goldie Hawn. Best cat.
Okay. All right. CTE Benoit's is Garfield. Nutians, he says Erica's is Doja Cat. Yeah, by the way, Swoosh McDuck's suggestion for next week, our list is top three J-Hop bunks.
That's a tough list to curate.
We might have to like show them. Like I'll have to like
do
some technical stuff. So we'll see.
Yeah.
That's not funny. You let a player play. You know what I mean? You let him live his life. God. Judgmental. All right, Ski, what's your two?
My number two. I'll go Hobbs. He's a cat.
Hobbs is a cat.
Yeah.
Hobbs is
a
great
cat.
Yeah, Tiger Cat. My number two. Let's go Keyboard Cat. That guy changed. He changed the internet, that cat. That cat made YouTube famous. That cat made, like, it was like one of the first like big memes. Like, come on, man. Keyboard Cat. All right, King, what you got?
Heathcliff, way better than Garfield.
Without question.
Heathcliff the cat, better than Heathcliff Slocum? Who's the better Heathcliff?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes? Oh, the cat. He had pimps. There was a junkyard of cars, full filleted bones of fish. It was a paradise.
Living the dream in that junkyard. Two's from the chat. Booble says, Andres Galarraga, big cat.
Big cat.
Let's see. Fenders is Fat Cat from Rescue Rangers. WCP's is Cat Dennings. We all understand why. Nutians is Pussycat Dolls? No, it isn't.
I mean, looking at your body, pair. They're pretty good.
I was going to say Erica is sitting right next to you, but then she picked Doja Cat for number three. So, Swoosh McDuck, number two, Mr. Bigglesworth. From Austin Powers, right? That's the cat from Austin Powers? Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. And then Erica's is Catwoman. Catwomen?
Which one?
I see Catwomen.
Which one?
Yeah. Yeah, which one? Was it?
So, like, all of them? Or women who own a lot of cats? Because that's what I read that as. Catwomen is, like, women who own lots of cats. Like, from The Simpsons, who, like, throw cats at you and stuff, so...
Who was Catwoman in the emo Batman movie? Was that Zoe Saldana? Is that who took over?
No, it was Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz. All right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
He said Catwoman. Well, have her pick a Catwoman, please, and then put it in the chat. Thank you. All right. What's your one, Ski?
I think I'm going to go Chester Cheeto. That cat likes to have fun.
Chester Cheetah. Yeah. Love it. Can't go wrong with Cheetos, too. My number one is Catwoman. It is Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman. Because
this guy's racist.
As a young boy, she changed my life. watching the second Batman movie. That was a... Yeah. All right, what you got, King?
My number one, pretend this is a nail filer. I'm Salem the Cat from Sabrina, the Teenage Witch.
That's a good drop. Let's see.
Alyssa Flockhart.
Yeah.
Alyssa Flockhart? No.
No. Nope.
No, I'm messing that up.
You are. Clarissa Explains It All, you're thinking of, I think, right? Wait.
Yeah, I think I just went.
What's her name?
Melissa Joan Hart?
Melissa Joan Hart.
No. Melissa Joan Hart's very old.
I have no idea what we're talking about right now. One's from the
I think
chat.
You're thinking of...
Go ahead.
Was it...
Callista Flockhart.
Callista Flockhart.
She's the
Callista Flockhart is who I said. Melissa Joan Hart is who I was thinking of. Mary Hart is the old person I was thinking of.
Yes.
Who was saying that's an old person. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Melissa Joan Hart. Yeah. I apologize. I digress. I'm sorry. Mm.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm sorry to ruin your SNCC experience.
You are.
God, I'm over. I'm over
Nick
him.
At night.
Are you afraid of the dark?
I'm over just him asking. As a co-host, Ski. Can we move on from him already? God.
Please do.
Deuces. Swoosh McDuck, number one, F-14 Tomcat. Fenders, number one, Grumpy Cat. Boobles, number one, Ernest the Cat Miller. WCW legend. WCP, number one, Keanu from Keanu. Let's see. And Nutian, number one, Tom from Tom and Jerry.
Duval.
Erica's number one, Salem from Sabrina, the Teenage Witch. Good stuff. And then SRAM dropped in late and just gave us all his three, so... Cat Williams, Halle Berry, and Houston Cougars
Shasta.
Mascot.
Shasta.
It got teabagged by the duck, in case you forgot. Yeah. And Erica says Halle Berry is her cat.
I'm going to start by talking about ecosystems.
Without apex predators, the food chain gets out of whack.
WCP's honorable
ball sack right in the face.
Milo from Milo and Otis and Felix the Cat.
Oh, Milo and Otis. What a wholesome show that was. Or a movie.
My kid cried at the end of that movie because it was so happy. Like, my kid was so happy that they cried at the end of that movie.
Just also, a quick aside.
Some like problematic things about how animals were treated in the making of that movie.
Oh, please stop, you lib. Jesus Christ, yeah, man. Jesus. This is why the libs lose. Seriously. Grow up, Peter Pan. My God.
Animals. Like,
God damn. I remember what I was going to say now. You enraged me with your lib talk. Go vote for Mom talk, Donnie. Yeah. Jesus.
Let's see. Swoosh says Sassy from Homeward Bound.
And now we're getting nuts.
Sassy was a piece of shit, first of all.
Someone's going to name a character from Balto next, and we just got to have this.
Yeah. Let's end it with Booble's honorable Balto mention.
It's a good reference, right?
Great. I mean, perfect time frame. That's the time frame right around there in all those movies.
Who references Balto?
We will end it with Booble's honorable mention, which is his cat, Jester.
Yeah.
What up, Jester? Chester. His name is Chester. What's that movie from? What movie is that from? Chester. I don't remember either. All right.
I will remember it.
Guys, we are going to stop the podcast right now.
It's from Airheads.
Sure is. Yep. Mm-hmm. I just remember the guy saying it. I remember Brendan Fraser. I just couldn't remember the movie it was. It's like, yeah, Chester was his name. Yeah, okay, thank you.
Oh, the whale, right?
Anybody, have you guys seen that?
I'm pretty sure we watched it as like one of our first movies on the movie pod. Whale.
We watched Pig. Oh, no. That was our first movie.
Airheads is what I'm saying. Airheads, yeah. Whale.
I'm talking about Whale, yeah.
Oh.
I tried to watch it.
Yeah.
It's like a It's like a bummer.
Didn't take, yeah. It's too sad.
That's a bummer.
Everyone's telling me this movie is super sad and depressing, but I'm going to watch it.
You're right.
You want to know what? I don't like it.
Yeah. I don't want to be super sad and depressed watching a movie.
Yeah.
Okay. So, podcast listener, thank you for listening. We will see you next week.